Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
What is going on, everyone, and welcome back to the channel. I hope you're all doing well. Now, today I've got for you a story which seems pretty simple, but in reality, there is a lot more to it than meets the eye. On the surface, a man's wife sadly leaves him for another man, leaving him absolutely devastated. But as we go through update after update on this one, you'll see there is a lot more to unpack than expected. So without further ado, sit back, relax, but before you do that, make sure you are subscribed to my channel. Here we go. My wife left me for another man. How do I move on after giving up everything for her? Now, this was first posted on September 16th, 2023. A week ago, my wife, Marie, told me she fell in love with another man. It was so unexpected, and I didn't see this coming. She was the person who taught me what it's like to be in love. I was married to a woman, Amanda, who I loved but wasn't in love with. I was with my ex-wife for 8 years. We got together when I was 20. We have a kid who is turning 5 on Thanksgiving. When I met Marie, I was married and happy, and she had a fiancé. Marie, though, threw a wrench in that. We formed a connection I never thought possible. I could talk to Marie for hours all day. She was extremely beautiful, the best looking woman I have ever been with. One of the hardest things to do was tell Amanda I was in love with another woman. It crushed her. She refused to sign the divorce papers and demanded we go to therapy. Eventually, she gave in, but that was hard seeing a woman I still care for be in so much pain. She doesn't talk to me now unless it's about our kid, and that hurts. But I did all that for Marie. I even moved across the country from Virginia to Seattle because Marie wanted to be on the West Coast. I don't get to see my little girl as much as I want because she's still in Virginia. Despite all of that, she left. We had a great marriage, and I did so much to keep her happy, and it wasn't enough. No warning, last week I find out she's leaving. I'm depressed and I've just been laying in bed. I don't know what to do. Alright, for obvious reasons, I personally have some very conflicting thoughts about this post, but before we get into that, first of all, let's have a look at some top comments. Somebody said below, "Unfortunately, cheaters cheat. Now you know what you put Amanda through. I'm sorry for your pain, but let it guide you to better choices in the future." OP replied, "Yeah, I had no idea she was that type of person. We both made sure to end things with our significant others before pursuing anything romantic. Unfortunately, she's been having an affair with this guy for 2 months now. Couldn't even give me the respect of ending things with me first." Now, you could argue that OP didn't cheat, but could you also argue, and we need some context here, that he did emotionally cheat? It's weird that you'd put yourself in the position to meet somebody else and then pursue that when you've been married for 8 years. OP actually replied to another comment saying, "So if you fell in love with someone else and you realized that you were never actually in love with your significant other, would you just ignore it?" Someone replied, "Well, you put yourself in a position to fall in love with someone else. That is exactly what I'm saying. But if I put myself in this spot, I would go to couples therapy to understand why and how I got to that point and then figure out how to co-parent. If you'd done therapy, you may have figured out how you let yourself be in an emotional affair without even realizing it. You might want to do some research into limerence, talk to a therapist, and decide whether or not you were ever really in love with Marie. You changed the trajectory of your life and your ex-wife, your child, and Marie's fiance's lives for a woman who is apparently a serial cheater. Did you ever question why she wanted to live on the West Coast? I wonder if it was to control or limit your interactions with your ex and daughter." OP says, "Finally, I still wouldn't call it an emotional affair, but Amanda really wanted to go to therapy when I told her and tried to make things work. I go back and forth because when I told her, she thought it was something she did. She kept asking, what does she do to make me unhappy? But it was nothing. She was a great girlfriend, a great wife, and a great mother. Sometimes I wonder if I just tried therapy, would we at least still be friends? It hurt her a lot that I didn't fight for our marriage. Once she realized I wasn't budging and wasn't willing to try anything, she became cold to this day.
I want my friend back.
Right, immediately, all I can say to this is that it just stinks of hypocrisy. Maybe I'm jumping to conclusions here, but I agree with the comments here. You have emotionally cheated. If you've put yourself in a position to fall in love with somebody else while you're in an 8-year relationship, that has to be cheating in some form. Yes, it's not outright, but it has to be. And ultimately, this is a good example of karma. Maybe that's harsh. What do you guys think? I think that is a sensible, logical conclusion. Well, we'll see anyway. There's going to be a lot more context to this one. So many updates to get into. Let's get into the first. Okay, so this was posted on October 26th, 2023. That is about a month and a half after the original post. I'm starting to finally heal, says OP. I probably won't date for a long time, but I'm starting to hang out with my friends more. I was very depressed for a month, and I still am. Yeah, to be honest, that does kind of make me feel a little bit bad for OP, but I still stand by what I said, guys. Anyway, he says, I've tried to rekindle my friendship with Amanda, but she's not interested. She told me she still loves me, even after everything, and she wishes she didn't. And that hurt. She told me how I feel about Marie is how she felt when I left her. I reassured her that it wasn't her, it was me, and that Marie brought out something that I never felt before. I told her she was a great wife and that she will find someone who loves her the way I loved Marie. Oh my gosh. Well, I was right. This guy is horrible. Even after all of that, she told me she doesn't want to talk to me unless it's about her daughter and has ironically been more cold. That's not ironic, my friend. That is your own doing. Oh my goodness me. So your current wife leaves you and now you're like, oh, let's just go and chat to my old one, see if she wants me back. And also, I hope you'll one day find someone that loves you as much as I love my ex-wife. What are you doing? The good news is, though, that I started a new hobby. I've been going roller skating. Nobody cares. We formed this amateur team and the people there are really amazing. I've been keeping myself busy by doing all sorts of activities. Mark that down, everyone, as the most useless and unnecessary paragraph of all time. Great, let's get straight into the comments where somebody else is slating OP. There's nothing ironic about her coldness, they say. You're acting like it doesn't make sense. It does. You don't give a single solitary dang about Amanda. You're just lonely and trying to convince her to let you use her until the next Marie comes along. Exactly. Thankfully, you are the idiot in this conversation. You showed your butt and she was smart enough to give it a great big kick. Your ex-wife is not a stand-in for the star of your romantic life. She's your ex. She doesn't even remotely care that you're lonely, and she shouldn't. She has her own life to live. OP replies, here we go again. As I explained before, I do care about Amanda. More than anything, she was my friend in capital letters. I knew her for a long time. I tried to stay friends with her following our divorce. This isn't a new thing. She is the one who rejected my friendship for years. I completely understand why, but I didn't just decide out of the blue I want to be friends. She knows I want to be friends with her, but the ball is in her court and has been the entire time. Right then, okay, that gives me a little bit more confidence in my original opinion now about this guy, but let's skip ahead to February the 11th, 2024, just a month or so ago at the time of recording. OP posted this on the subreddit r/advice. How long after a divorce to start dating again? I'm going through a really bad divorce where my wife cheated on me and I plan on staying single for a while. The thing is, I'm starting to develop a crush on this one person I go bowling with. I've been depressed and I've started doing activities to keep myself busy. It's the first time I've started having feelings for someone else. What's holding me back is that I still love my ex. I got a new job and will be moving from Seattle to Phoenix soon. Okay, sounds to me as if maybe this guy is moving on, but ultimately he probably still hasn't learned his lesson. Let's now jump to another of his posts on r/advice. This was posted just 18 days ago at the time of recording. My ex-wife is dating again, even though she's still in love with me. How do I show her that's a bad idea? Oh my gosh, is that not the most manipulative, controlling sort of Reddit post title ever? That's insane. I'll try to condense this as much as possible, OP says. I was with my first wife, Amanda, for 8 years and have a beautiful daughter. Unfortunately, during our marriage, I fell in love with someone else. That woman ended up cheating on and leaving me. I tried to maintain a friendship with Amanda because even though I realized I didn't love her, she was still my friend. Anyway, I was talking to a mutual friend and she told me that Amanda put herself out there and went on a date and has been talking to this guy. After we got off the phone, I called Amanda, but she didn't answer.
So I texted her that we need to talk. Amanda eventually calls back and I ask her about our daughter. Our daughter spent the weekend at my parents' house. She told me she'll pick her up in the evening. I told her that this is going to be a serious question. And I asked her, are you still in love with me? She said, unfortunately, with an attitude. I said, then why would you think it's a good idea to date right now? She got angry and said that's none of my business. I told her, I'm coming to you as a friend. Dating while still in love with me is not going to help. How patronizing do you want to be? She said her therapist said it's time to put herself out there. I told her that her therapist sounds like a horrible therapist. She told me to shut up. She said, do you know how much this impacted me? She said, I loved you and always tried to be a great wife for you, and that wasn't good enough. I interrupted her on the phone and just said, Amanda. I then told her that I get it. When Marie left, but then I couldn't even finish my sentence before she said, you are a freaking prick. She hung up and blocked me on Facebook. Now, normally I would censor any and all swear words, but I feel like prick there had to be said. It really did. I don't know. I'm trying to look out for her because she is the mother of my child. Okay. Let's just take a second there and just think about what's just happened. Probably the single most stupid set of words I've ever read. And that's saying a lot, by the way. That really is, because I've been doing this now for over 5 years. Wow. And you know what's crazy as well, guys? There's actually more to come. Somehow, this guy is still digging. He's still making it worse for himself. I can't believe that he is the one that's actually posted about this on Reddit. It's actually insane, but let's move on.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Right, now for his next post on r/advice. This was actually removed by the moderators, but luckily we still have access to it. Posted just 2 weeks ago. I apologized, and this was her response. Is her request fair? And also, I just want to point everyone in the direction of the number of comments on this post. Zero upvotes, by the way. That means it's been heavily downvoted. There are 158 comments. Oh my gosh. So, I've copied and pasted her email response back. I appreciate your apology. I have a lot to say, she says. I can't stand talking to you anymore. I've already spoken to your parents, and they agreed that all communication should go through them. I've said multiple times that I only want to talk if it's about our child, and you refuse to respect that. I don't think you realize or care, but your behavior since that person left you has been nothing short of disrespectful. The impact this has had on my mental health has been insane. Even though you don't care, and don't tell me you do, saying you care doesn't mean anything. I'm going to try to explain it to you. I've tried to multiple times, but you always turn it back to yourself. I love you. I wish I didn't, and I don't know why. You were the love of my life. As dumb as it is, I wish you were still my husband. Every time I talk to you, it's a reminder of the life that I lost. Please, going forward, if you actually care about me, respect my boundaries. As hard as it was when that person left you, imagine if you had a child with her and had to talk to her every day as she explains that you couldn't make her happy, but this other man can. And that is the end of her email. It doesn't even need saying, but yes, obviously it's a completely fair request. OP says, I'm not sure how to respond. I took everyone's advice, but I'm kind of hurt. My parents went behind my back and basically agreed to act as a liaison of communication for us without talking to me. Yeah, I wonder why, my friend. Probably because they realize that despite the fact that you are their son, you are still an idiot. I'm trying to respect her boundaries, but what about being able to talk to my daughter? Because of her blocking me from the phone, I haven't been able to talk to her. It's already hard living so far and not being able to see my beautiful girl as much as I'd like. I want to respect the boundaries that she's placing, but I can't agree to anything that will have me talk to my daughter less. Okay, move back to where you're from and where your daughter lives then. Oh, but don't worry, guys. He's posted again on March 1st this time. My ex-wife's infidelity has caused me not to trust anyone. Honestly, throughout all of this, the comments down below on r/advice are so good. I mean, the first comment here is not even thinking about what he said. Just saying, weren't you cheating yourself on your first wife with this cheater ex? How adorable. Feels real good when you get a taste of your own doing. Now, someone actually said below, yes, but he claims it wasn't cheating because it never got physical before he told his wife. Apparently, emotional affairs don't actually exist. Very hard to feel sorry for someone like that. I couldn't agree more. Anyway, here is the post. I didn't realize it until last night. I just moved to a new place and my neighbor was taking me to drinks and she said, "You don't open up much, do you? I hope I can go back to the old me, but my ex-wife took something from me. I was more vulnerable with her than any other woman, including my first wife. She taught me what love is. I made so many sacrifices for that woman and she still cheated. I've been keeping myself busy as it hasn't even been 6 months since it happened. But when I make new friends, like my neighbor, it's hard to let my guard down. I just wanted to ask her, why are you so nice? What's your end goal? I didn't do that, obviously, but I miss the old me." And then finally, this guy posted this 13 days ago on his own Reddit page. Now, for those of you that might not be as familiar with Reddit as I am or others are, that is just not a thing that anyone ever does. Most of the time, people, well, pretty much 99.9% of the time, people post things onto subreddits, public subreddits that other people can then see. To post something on your own sort of page is just not a thing. It's really interesting that he's done that, but anyway, he's titled it Self-Reflection and Misconceptions. Once again, it has zero upvotes, which probably means it has a lot of downvotes, and 155 comments. He says, "I've been taking in a lot of people's comments and I have a lot to say. Most of the comments have been mean and hurtful. That being said, I decided to use it to self-reflect and grow. Some common things I learned. People feel like I'm not taking accountability for what happened to Amanda. I want people to know that I take full responsibility. I have to learn that even though my intentions were in the right place, that doesn't change the hurt." Again, like, just wrong. Off the bat, this guy is wrong. I'll give my comments at the end. Anyway, he continues. "People think I want Amanda back. Not true. I want people to know that I do empathize with what happened. I care about her and I want her to find someone. I just don't think it's healthy to date while in love with someone else. Yeah, neither is emotionally cheating, but anyway, sorry, I said I'd save my opinions till the end. People think I abandoned my daughter. Not true. I'm doing my best to be in her life. Yes, by being across the other side of the country. Once again, sorry, I will give my opinions at the end. Still, I do take accountability for the pain I unintentionally caused Amanda. I still care about her and I want what's best for her. I fell in love with another woman and I wish I didn't. I was horrified when it happened." Now that's just absolute BS. You weren't horrified at all. But again, I do apologize. "Right now, I just need someone in my corner. I need comfort and to heal. I hope this clears up any misconception. Before you comment on my post, understand that I take full responsibility and I'm looking for ways to grow as a person. I can't be the father I want with my mental health in the gutter, and that is why I need comfort and doing things to help me get out of this depression." And there we go, an absolutely ridiculous set of posts from one individual who clearly, even now, still doesn't understand it. Now, I want to read you guys out the following comment that was posted underneath his personal post on his page, which is what I was referencing earlier. Such a rare thing, again, that someone would do that. But I guess he knows how many other Redditors are looking at him, following his story now, and kind of just berating him rightly in the comments below his post, that he's just said, screw it, I'm not posting this on a public subreddit. I'll just put it on my page and see what people say there. But yeah, a pretty long reply to his last update. But I think it's really, really good. So let's get into it. "You are still missing the mark. You really don't get it. You continually engage in narcissistic behavior. It's still all about you. You're still here trying to plead your case. You're making the choices of other people all about you. You refuse to see the trauma and damage you cause, even though you say the words, which come off very hollow, by the way. You have abandoned your daughter. At first for your new wife, now for money and a new car. You live several states away from your daughter. You're not even in the same time zone, yet you still think you can demand access to her 24/7 and set the terms of contact. Just be grateful that Amanda has been civil enough to not file for child abandonment. You're trying to set the terms for Amanda to date. Your terms work for you, but that doesn't mean your terms work for her. She's been rightfully told that putting herself out there will help her move on with her life. You clearly see Amanda and your daughter as extensions of yourself, for thinking you should have any say in how Amanda conducts her life, and for thinking your daughter should just be made available whenever you feel like being a father. Just because you didn't sleep with your ex while married, you've convinced yourself it's not cheating. Instead of listening to others who correctly explain why you engaged in cheating behaviors and had an emotional affair, you double down and are adamant you did not cheat. In this, you threw away your daughter for your affair partner and then tried to convince us that your daughter's mother shouldn't date because you feel a certain way, even after making it clear you have no feelings for her. You make no room for any point of view other than your own. You're forcing the world to play by your rules while making it completely okay for yourself to cheat and do as much damage as you see fit. If you truly are committed to taking accountability, seek therapy, and respect others who put up boundaries, accept that your actions have caused consequences, and rather than fight them, respect them. You need to respect the idea that your access to your daughter will be limited since you choose to work 2,000 plus miles away and chose to abandon your family. If I were you, I'd be grateful that your parents are being given access at all and you can get access to your daughter through them. You need to respect the fact that Amanda has zero interest in being friends with you and that this is a natural consequence of the choice you made to leave her for another woman. Taking accountability means accepting the consequences of your actions. Quit trying to justify your actions. Mic drop. And there we go. I literally couldn't have said it better myself. I was about to give you guys my thoughts, but then I happened upon that comment and I thought, you know what? You can't say it better than that. That's exactly it. Now, look, it's a very scathing, almost character assassination, but I think we can all agree it's needed. This guy surely at some point has to wake up. Now, yes, you would have thought and hoped that that would have been, you know, 4 or 5 updates ago. But he's still, I mean, again, 2 weeks ago at the time of recording, thinking in this way. Surely at some point he'll wake up and understand how he's acting as a person and probably like try and have some sort of self-reflection and delve into his character. But who knows, maybe that won't happen. I do have to say though, Amanda is a legend. I mean, just what a legend. Still dealing with this guy and accepting herself that there's nothing she can really do. You know, she is still in love with him. And I don't know why, to be honest, that she was ever in love with him in the first place, reading all this absolute trash. But yeah, those are the facts. And she is working through that, dealing with that in the proper way. And I agree with that comment. You're still so lucky, OP, that you're given any access to your child. But yeah, I guess that's going to do it. One of the most self-centered and narcissistic individuals ever. Normally, these stories I read, I'm kind of on the side of the person posting them. But this... my word, obviously not. Let me know where you guys fall. Comment down below. What are your thoughts on this one? I want to hear what you have to say. And yeah, that is going to do it for this one.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.